This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
12 minutes from now on Grant and Danny, Mike Jones will join us for the first time as a member of the USA Today sports staff. He has made the move from the Washington Post to cover the NFL nationally for USA Today. We'll ask him about that. Cool thing for Mike, who's been a friend of the program for a long time. And we'll get into some of the big storylines around the league, including how the Green Bay Packers are moving on without Aaron Rodgers. Ezekiel Elliott is going to play at least for the next couple weeks, including against the Redskins for the Cowboys. And the Giants got off the mat. What does that mean for the rest of their season after they surprised the Denver Broncos? But Danny, we're taking calls at 800-636-1067. We want to know what defensive players you guys want to see step up in the absence of Jonathan Allen. We'll get to the phones in a second. Did you see this Adam Schefter news this morning, though?
I did just see that. And every time something comes out about the injured reserve, I have to go look up the rule again because I'm so confused by it. But yeah, tell everybody what he said.
So Schefter of ESPN is reporting that Washington's Jonathan Allen will be on injured reserve with designation to return, according to a source. Now, for the record, the designation to return is not a thing as of this season. Best I can tell, the way that this is going to work is that players have to miss 8 weeks when they're placed on IR and then they can come back. Originally, you could designate one player to return, which is not how they do it anymore. What I'm reading out of this, though, is at least a source has told Adam Schefter that maybe Jonathan Allen's season isn't over. Am I overthinking this? Have the Redskins formally placed him on injured reserve at this point and Schefter's completely botching this report?
I don't know who's right or wrong here. I don't. Yeah. Again, it's so confusing to me. So I think he's on IR, right? Or he's going to be placed on IR if he hasn't?
Yes,
he's on IR.
Being placed on IR, I think here's the takeaway people need to understand. Being placed on IR used to mean your season was over until a few years ago.
Then they added that designation to return thing.
And if you weren't designated to return, your season was over. But now being placed on IR does not mean your season is over. It means you're going to miss a couple of months. Now, John Keim did report that Jonathan Allen was out for the year, and when John Keim reports something, I take it as gospel with this team. Other people have confirmed that. So we've got conflicting reports, I guess, in some way. I'm still banking on not seeing John Allen again, but this sounds like someone told Schefter that there's a chance Allen could play again.
Maybe it's just blind optimism, but here's your Stone Cold Steve Austin bottom line. He's not back for 2 months at a minimum. At a maximum, it's the rest of the season. And, you know, if you're saying, hey, maybe we can activate in week 16 and 17 just in case, who knows what's going to happen. But he's going to miss an awful long time. But I guess there is that sliver of hope that 8 games later, he could be back with the ball club. I don't really know what to believe. I also, again, as someone who likes sports an awful lot, it's probably pretty good that we can't figure out what a catch is. Probably good that we can't figure out whether Zeke Elliott's going to play or not, and what the hell an injunction is or a restraining order against an injunction is, and what the hell the injured reserve rules actually are.
I don't think IR is that confusing, do you?
I do. Every time I think I know the rule, I see another thing. I thought designated to return no longer existed. But I guess it does.
It does not.
Adam Schefter just tweeted it, and he botched it?
I think he just incorrectly said that.
Oh.
That's my opinion. I mean, unless he knows something we don't in the last 24 hours. But I believe now you can return after a certain amount of time. Think baseball's disabled list. Mm-hmm. It's just called the injured reserve instead of the disabled list. Defensive players that have to step up. 800-636-1067 is the number. Danny, for me, on D, it's Terrell McClain. You sign this guy. You prioritize him in free agency. He's done very little. Go make a play, dude.
Yeah, that's why I picked the tandem, the two free agents. McGee and McClain both have to do more. I could go around this defense, though, a couple other guys. You haven't seen the impact from Junior Gallette yet. Now, I understand I'm not killing him for it just because, you know, having missed as much time as he has and still getting the sea legs underneath him, and you just can't replicate not playing football or you can't replicate playing football for years when you just weren't able to do it. I understand 7-on-7 drills or, you know, going up against somebody in shorts and T-shirt or beating a cone time after time. Just not the same. He hasn't had much of an impact yet, and I'm wondering if maybe as he's gotten into football shape and been hit a few times and pushed around a few times, maybe he starts to get a bit more effective. He looks small right now on the field. And I know he probably lost some weight to kind of make it maybe easier on his joints and those various Achilles tendons and whatnot. But right now it doesn't look like he's offering a whole heck of a lot in the pass rush game. It'd be nice to see him step up. And then maybe some other guys in the secondary. I mean, maybe you've got to be excellent now. Maybe you've got to be incredible at this point. Fabian Moreau, get your feet wet. You know what I mean? Like, get after it, Quentin Dunbar. Kind of keep doing this. Other guys that are already on the roster and playing are going to have to do more. Otherwise, this defense is in dire straits, I think.
Well, to that point, Quentin Dunbar was outstanding in the second half against San Francisco.
Agreed.
And if he wasn't, you lose to the 49ers. He played like a viable starting number one at times type cornerback in that game. And the good thing for him is as you're having to be thrust into that fire, you're not dealing with wide receivers who are strike up the band talented down the field. Marquise Goodwin's a burner who's got amazing speed, made a huge catch 1 week earlier against Indianapolis and can get behind you. But Pierre Garçon, as great as he is, you pretty much know he's throttling routes down 15 or shorter. He's not going deep unless he's running a nine route once or twice a game and getting a lob ball out in front of him. So there's less to be concerned with than this week, where I worry a little bit more, because Alshon Jeffrey can beat you deep and underneath. Because Torrey Smith, while he's having a fairly quiet season at this point, I'm a little surprised by, is still very fast and a blazer down the field. And Nelson Agholor, even though he drops a lot of passes, seems to always be open in this offense. Every single time I watch the Eagles, and it started against the Redskins in week one with the 57-yard touchdown, Nelson Agholor is running free. I don't know how design and scheme-wise they get him open, but there's never anybody around that guy.
It's always like, yeah, I always think of it as when you play the Eagles or you play an offense that's really good, it's like that, you know, the kid plugging the hole in the dam kind of thing, and then that's the last hole because you got to go, all right, we've accounted for Alshon Jeffrey, big receiver. We dealt with Zach Ertz, running back out of the backfield. We got that. Who's left? Oh, crap, we have no one left for this slot receiver that a lot of times drops passes. So
it used to be Matthews, and now it's Agholor.
Yeah, so he has been, if you play, you know, daily fantasy or like the draft or something like that, you never think of that guy, but someone's going to win a week because of him, and then someone loses a week because of him. He's either boom or bust. He's had huge games where over, you know, close to 100 yards and a couple touchdowns and has been really good, or he's just not heard from because they go somewhere else. But he's kind of that, like, if you don't account for him, we saw what happened where the Redskins lost him, and then, you know, DJ Swearinger didn't make that tackle in the secondary. Long touchdown, kind of a backbreaker.
He's Danny. I'm Grant. This is The Fan. Let's go around the NFL. We can start in the NFC East, but there are storylines across the league, including in Pittsburgh. What is going on with the Steelers, and why is Ben Roethlisberger playing so poorly? We'll talk to Mike Jones of the USA Today, their national reporter. You've heard him for a long time on this show as a Redskins beat guy in D.C. He's graduated to the national ranks. You're listening to 106.7 The Fan.
Folks, you heard me mention him just now. Draft, I love these guys. It's Danny Ruye for my pals at Draft. It's so much fun. You hear Jason talking about him. Duke Say is talking about him on his show. These guys are so much fun. They're doing something awesome. If you like fantasy football, you like drafting, right? That's the best part about being in a fantasy football league. If you don't like having to deal with injured players and the waiver wire and whatever else, you're probably like those weekly fantasy leagues, those salary cap leagues, right? Well, guess what? That's what Draft gives you, the best of both. Instead of, hey, I got a great idea, I'm going to start this backup running back who's going to get touches this week, you got to share him with 70,000 other people, you don't have to do that on Draft. It's yours, baby. It's your lineup and yours alone, and you can win cold, hard cash. How about 80% better chance than on the salary cap sites? Yeah, them's the facts, people. I have been doing Draft each week. I did an NBA draft last night for fun. I'm telling you, you will be hooked. And speaking of hooks, how about this? Use my code, 1067Danny, 1067Danny, get a free entry when you make your first deposit on Draft into a real cash game. You can win the money, and I'm telling you, you're going to win. Pick your players, set your lineup, and forget it. Just go to Draft in the App Store or search on draft.com and get in the game.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.